Yeah, you make a valid point, but like I said, it was just something I heard odd these past couple of busy weekends on talk radio or something. They were talking about it and caught me by surprise, and I really haven't had a chance to weigh in on it. But, you know, while you make, you know, it's a matter of supply and demand, but it's just the cost of putting all these things in your vehicle, and then they turn around and take it away. I mean, I remember when OnStar was launched, and then it became a subscription. But your OnStar will work in the event of an emergency. It will locate your vehicle when you can't speak and, you know, tell you that the airbags are deployed and everything else. But why have OnStar to use the cell phone feature or call feature when you, like you say, you have your cell phone? And then they come ticket you for using your cell phone. And in fact, no, I was on my OnStar phone. You know, that's just... just this vicious circle of confusion for, you know, all this technology they're putting in. And, of course, it's a distraction. And, of course, it's what leads to accidents. Brian, over to you, sir.
Well, I know when I'm on Android Auto, I can just say, hey, Google, and it will ask me what I want, and I can tell it to send an SMS to whomever, and it'll type it all and everything like that. I can do it totally hands-free, but it also still takes you, it distracts you somewhat from driving because you're thinking about other things. But, you know, in this world of, well, I can't be unavailable at all. I don't care. My phone rings and I'm driving and I can't pick it up. It's a button on the dash, then it'll go to voicemail. You can tell me what you need, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Well, I am retarded now. I mean, I'm tired.